This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Last week, the U.S. lifted a 2-year ban on shipping weapons to Egypt. We can add that to a long list of countries receiving firepower from us. The U.S. exported over $10 billion worth of weapons last year. One nagging concern, though, even considering all the money being made, is exactly where some of this deadly technology will end up and whether it will be used against us or our allies. Our friend at Harvard, Jonathan Zittrain, has been writing about technology that could prevent that, another kind of kill switch.
I probably shouldn't have called them kill switches. This would really be a not kill switch. But if it's worth it to make it so that if somebody steals your iPhone, you can turn it off at a distance and preserve your data and prevent it from being useful, why wouldn't we want to do the same thing for medium and heavy weaponry? We're talking tanks, anti-aircraft missiles and such, when they fall into the wrong hands. And Iraq, for instance, which owned all the equipment that we gave them before ISIS grabbed it, they would be most interested in being able to turn it off and prevent it from being used against them, for instance, to capture the Mosul Dam, if it falls into the wrong hands.
So tell me about the tech then. How might the technology work here? And I understand that there are some challenges.
Well, the tech is, of course, really tricky because the last thing you want is for any form of kill switch or disabling mechanism to be triggered by the adversary when the thing hasn't been stolen. So one could imagine, for example, the most conservative implementation of this would be have it be that the equipment will naturally expire at a date certain unless it receives a renew code.
How would the people who buy and sell these weapons feel about fitting them with things that make them stop working?
Well, the first steps of any form of implementation should probably be in a way that the consumer of the weapons is down with the plan. This is not about a secret kill switch. This is about a perfectly open one and ideally viewed as a feature rather than a bug. And there have been various proposals floating around for landmines that should be naturally able to expire because that's an example of a weapon that is buried in the ground. When the war ends, who's going to take responsibility for digging it all up? And that's an example where the consumer might be indifferent to the fact that it's only going to last 6 years because they don't expect the war to go on that long, but could have incredibly important consequences.
Jonathan Zittrain at Harvard. Jonathan, it's great to have you back. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you. A pleasure.
We've posted a link with more information on all of this at facebook.com/marketplacetech.